Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband, and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Otis Gray, host of The Daily Book Club, a daily podcast where I read wonderful old books one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Whether you want to get engaged and lost in a fascinating story that has stood the test of time, or just relax to a good book, listen to The Daily Book Club to get wrapped up or unwind during your day. We'll read classic stories like Pride and Prejudice, The Enchanted April, The Wind in the Willows, beautiful stories all told from start to finish. And you can even do a real book club. Tune into the Daily Book Club Discord and discuss the readings with other book club listeners. However you want to listen, it's your choice. Subscribe to the Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. New episodes every single day. So sit back, relax, and get lost in the Daily Book Club.
Scary Mysteries, Twisted News, 2714 Time Traveler, and Havana Syndrome. Terrifying cases of true crimes and strange events. Every week, Twisted News dives into two mysterious and scary cases currently happening in our world. For this week, we'll tackle the intriguing claims of a person who says they have traveled back in time from the year 2714 and the terrifying Havana Syndrome. Get ready for Scary Mysteries, Twisted News. Number 1. 2714 Time Traveler. There's no denying it. TikTok has now become the most popular place to find all kinds of internet viral content. From short videos of people trying out the latest dance trends to clips showing heartwarming moments, it's the place to go for the wonderful and the crazy. And while most of this content is made just for fun, others are there for an entirely different purpose, to give you goosebumps. In 2021, controversial user accounts have started popping up on TikTok's For You pages, or FYP. In this section, you will get to see curated videos which the app thinks might interest you. And indeed, a few accounts stood out to actually give the public a scare. In August of this year, many were disturbed by a video posted by a user named Aesthetic Time Warver. The person claimed to be someone who traveled back in time from the year 2714, which is around 700 years in the future. This individual, whose name was later found out to be Ari Yermini, claimed that aliens will soon be arriving here on Earth to wage an intergalactic war. He said that on August 11, 2021, a meteor shower would take place. One of these falling heavenly bodies will look different than the others, and this apparently would be the spaceship which he said would land on Earth, starting preparations for the Nozick War. Despite lacking any scientific evidence or basis in his claims, people did express anticipation for the event to take place. Obviously, though, nothing happened on that fated day. In another post, a self-proclaimed time traveler explained that this mysterious war would rather begin in the year 2025. And so, while the alleged invasion is yet to happen, Aesthetic Time Warper disclosed what he said would be memorable dates in September of 2021. First, on September 11th, there would be an alien who abducts 4,000 skilled workers and children from our world. The extraterrestrial being will then bring these Earthlings back to its home planet. A few days after, on September 14th, the largest hurricane to ever hit the East Coast would take place mainly in South Carolina. This would be the first hurricane to be classified as a Category 6. About a couple weeks later, on September 26th, the chimpanzee would be able to talk because of a mutation in his vocal cords. People should watch out because this mutated primate would have mysterious things to say. Despite the fact that none of the user's statements have come to fruition, the TikToker did manage to get a hefty following. As of the time of this writing, Aesthetic Time Warper now is close to 900,000 followers. Though we could presume that the majority of these people are just there for the laughs, others were actually quite receptive towards Yormany's claims. They somehow found some reasons to believe his predictions. Suffice to say, this social media personality still has a long way to go when it comes to establishing legitimacy. Until then, we take his words with a big grain of salt. Number 2, Havana Syndrome. While the world is still in the grips of the ever-deadly COVID-19 pandemic, there has emerged a new kind of illness that seems to strike select individuals. Its mysterious nature has even kept the most powerful people in the world on their toes, and it's called the Havana Syndrome. In August of 2021, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris was on the last leg of her diplomatic tour in Southeast Asia. From Singapore, she was bound for Vietnam. However, her trip was delayed for hours after the U.S. Embassy in Hanoi raised some warning about a suspected anomalous health incident, or AHI. So what exactly is Havana Syndrome, or AHI? To better explain this bizarre phenomenon, let's go to Cuba. In 2016, close to 30 CIA officers stationed in Havana, the country's capital, experienced an anomaly that only affected them and their immediate family members. According to some of these people, it would often start with them hearing a distinct kind of sound they couldn't put a finger on. The best way to describe it is to compare it with grinding metal or piercing squeals. Others had it differently. One woman said that she could hear a low but ceaseless hum that created an uncomfortable feeling of intense pressure inside her skull. There was also another person who said that he could feel a pulse of pain nagging inside his head. Meanwhile, there were individuals who said that they could not hear a sound, but they could feel a wave of heat or pressure blasting towards their body. Those who could hear said they tried covering their ears, but it made no difference. It was as if the sound frequency were really meant to penetrate the human organs. American officials investigating the matter were quick to point out the possibility of sonic weapon attacks. These are military devices that primarily harness the potency of sound to inflict damage on a target. This theory was quickly debunked, though, when a study published in the National Academy of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine stipulated a different reason. The research indicated that this could have been caused by a directed pulsed radio frequency energy device. This form of energy is like that of microwaves. It works in such a way that when fired, this dangerous beam could heavily alter brain function. It's the same as being concussed, but this doesn't cause any structural damage. These findings were seconded by a separate report forwarded in the Journal of the American Medical Association. This is quite unnerving considering this has some implications in what they now say is a new kind of global warfare. It has long been known that Russia, during the Soviet Union era, had been working with microwave technology. In fact, in the 1950s, America accused the USSR of firing harmful radio frequencies at the American embassy in Moscow. U.S. national security has yet to find solid evidence on whether or not Cuba had used the same weapon system on the U.S. diplomats in 2016. While the investigation is still ongoing, there came a slew of reports saying that similar cases have emerged in some other parts of the world, like in Austria, Colombia, Uzbekistan, Australia, and Russia, to name a few. What's weird is that most of those affected were, once again, U.S. officials working in the countries. In Vienna, for instance, close to 24 U.S. diplomats reported suffering the same kind of symptoms. It gets even more disturbing. In April of 2021, the Armed Services Unit from the House of Representatives and Senate revealed that they were given a tip regarding a couple of potential Havana-like attacks on U.S. soil. If there's any relief in all these, it's the fact that these cases have yet to identify a fatality. Still, the experience of having your ears ringing incessantly while your vision is spinning wildly is traumatic enough. It's also worth mentioning that most of those who suffered developed chronic headaches later on. They also found themselves having a hard time remembering things, and one of the most terrifying post-traumatic effects was the loss of ability to find bearing and orientation. A military official, who was once stationed in Europe, said that he could no longer drive, and at one point he even needed a helping hand to guide him when moving around. Doctors, scientists, criminal intelligence officers, and weapon experts are now working hand in hand to crack down on this mysterious illness. And while the day is yet to come when we can identify the culprit of the attacks and treat the injured, fear of the Havana syndrome continues to grow. So there were two of the most intriguing and terrifying stories around. The world can be a crazy place, and Twisted News is sure to show you why. Please remember to subscribe to our channel and hit the notification bell. Check out our Patreon page if you want even darker stories that are coming out every single week. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you soon.